And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 26th of February, 2015. The playwright Christopher Marlowe, baptized in Canterbury, England, on this date, 1564, a very gifted boy, son of a shoemaker, went to Cambridge on a scholarship, and it is believed he became a spy for Queen Elizabeth I, posing as a Catholic to gather intelligence on any plots against the Protestant queen. Even less is known about Marlowe than about Shakespeare. But his plays reveal a man who was cynical about religion and politics, who was most likely a homosexual and an atheist in a time when it was very dangerous to be either one, let alone both. But he was a brilliant poet and dramatist, worked in blank verse, inspired Shakespeare to do the same. Before he was stabbed to death in a tavern at the age of 29, he wrote Tamburlaine the Great, Dr. Faustus, The Jew of Malta, Edward II, and The Massacre at Paris, and also Come Live with Me and Be My Love, and We Will All the Pleasures Prove That Hills and Valleys, Dale and Field, and All the Craggy Mountains Yield. It's the birthday of Victor Hugo, born in Besançon, France, 1802, author of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, about a gypsy girl and the deformed bell ringer who was in love with her, and Les Miserables, about Jean Valjean, a poor man sentenced to 20 years in prison for stealing a loaf of bread. By the time Victor Hugo died at the age of 82, he was a national hero, and 2 million mourners watched his funeral procession go by. It's the birthday of John Harvey Kellogg, doctor and serial pioneer, born in Tyrone, New York, 1852. Moved to Battle Creek, Michigan, where he and his brother Will invented cereal flakes. And it was on this date, 1919, the Grand Canyon National Park was established after a 30-year battle over the opposition of ranchers, miners, and entrepreneurs. Today, the park covers more than 1,900 square miles, the canyon itself 277 river miles long, 10 miles wide, a mile deep. Theodore Roosevelt went to see it in 1903, and he said the Grand Canyon is beyond comparison, unparalleled throughout the wide world. Let this great wonder of nature remain as it now is. You cannot improve on it, but what you can do is to keep it for your children, your children's children, and all who come after you as the one great sight which every American should see. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb entitled Marriage. Years later, they find themselves talking about chances, moments when their lives might have swerved off for the smallest reason. What if I hadn't phoned, he says that morning. What if you'd been out, as you were when I tried 3 times the night before? Then she tells him a secret. She'd been there all evening, and she knew he was the one calling, which was why she hadn't answered. Because she felt, because she was certain, her life would change if she picked up the phone, said hello, said, I was just thinking of you. I was afraid, she tells him, and in the morning I also knew it was you, but I just answered the phone the way anyone answers a phone when it starts to ring, not thinking you have a choice. Marriage, a poem by Lawrence Robb, from What We Don't Know About Each Other, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.